Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Back to the NutriMedical Report. And we have Don W. Spring. And, John, it is Election Day. Yep. I'm sure you've got some comments about what's going on. Tell us from the top.
Well, regarding the elections, I'm hoping, of course, that the president will receive adequate support in both the House and the Senate, although it looks like he may lose a few in the House, allowing the Democrats to take control of the House of Representatives, but hopefully he will at least be able to hold on to the U.S. Senate.
Well, actually, I've done a lot of research on it. The Senate, he's probably going to gain 4 to 6 seats. The House is a toss-up, but we're seeing a lot of Calvinization of the, Calvinization of the GOP that was split before the Kavanaugh hearings. And it's my feeling that according to the poll analysis, they do what's called a weighting toward Democrats. And usually 20% of Republicans do not report to pollsters what their intentions are. So it's my feeling you're probably going to hold the House by a very narrow margin, maybe a couple of seats. And but the Senate's going to increase by probably up to 6. My guess is the first thing that Trump's going to do is get rid of birthright citizenship. He's not going to put it in executive order. He's going to get Congress to pass a law. And if they dispute it, they can bring it to the Supreme Court, which was with Gorsuch and this new Kavanaugh Supreme Court justice, it's over, okay, as well as chain migration. Second thing I think he'll do is he'll pass a Tax 2 bill, which is going to lower taxes for the middle class 10%, make it permanent. And the third thing he'll do is an infrastructure bill that will deal with falling down bridges. Roadways are deteriorating like hell and are dangerous. Some of these bridges are dangerous. There's one in Minnesota dropped about 2 years ago and killed a bunch of people. And then he's going to allow fiber optic across the country. And then if he's smart, he'll do a work visa to bring in Chinese engineers and start real high-speed rail, not like the idiot Brown, who's got a little length of it and spent a ton of money, didn't do it properly. And we'll have high-speed rail with a north-south coastal area and 3 areas, one across the northern United States, one mid-U.S., and one southern U.S., so you can cross the country without getting on an airplane and get across the country in a couple of hours without having to, you know, go through airport craziness and so on. So it's my feeling that we're moving to a new era. And even if in 2 years we do lose the House, it'll guarantee even a bigger margin of power to Trump to clean up the mess, because the Democrats don't have civility or common sense. They're going to continue to be ridiculous, obscene, and inhuman. And if I do take the House and try to do subpoena threats, which again is illegal, and actually should get these senators and congresspeople like Nancy Pelosi in jail, the fact that she'd even threaten the president with a subpoena to manipulate the president is a criminal activity as far as I'm concerned. Yep. We need to start delicensing media. CNN and other ones that attack the president have 98% bad coverage of everything. Don't give them any credit. These people need to lose their license along with the Washington Post and other agencies. These are a soft coup. And Hollywood stars that talk about beheading the president or doing evil things, they need to go to jail, not just for punching out people at parking spots like this idiot that plays with a part of the president on SNL. He needs to get his ass in jail, in a cold cell with a steel toilet, no internet access, no daytime, and no interviews. How's that?
Well, that's good for starters. But I think the very first thing that he should do tomorrow is to make a statement regarding Robert Mueller and say, why is it that when you were on watch as FBI director, there was no mention at all in any FBI records of any homicides at Sandy Hook? Now, either it occurred or it was a fraud. Now, which is it? And
Well, I agree. Here's the story about Sandy Hook, and I've had the experts on. We've done video on it, okay? I'm not going to say nobody died, but the fact is the building was had asbestos and was literally put into mothballs for something like 3 years. They didn't even have the proper parking outside the building. And I have the actual FBI documents as a war game that day where the FBI actually were doing a simulation for a school killing. Okay?
Yeah.
So I mean, whether or not they walked it all through, just like 9/11, I've been trying to do radio toxicology at the World Trade Center since that had happened. The last time it happened, the U.S. State Department told the Japanese laboratory, you're not allowed to even talk to Deagle, let alone do a lab test. Okay? So you have to understand, our intel agencies are directly interfering with a U.S. citizen, me, who work with the FBI and CDC in Operation Top Off and Dark Winter, on Operation on Radiological and Biological Terrorism, with the FBI and CDC, and work with the University of Colorado Department of Infectious Disease. I'm not a minor player here, people. I'm not like some other broadcaster who's just got a big mouth and wants to be well heard. I don't have an ego. Even though I have skill sets that are both natural and supernatural, I'm not an egomaniac. I know I've screwed up. I'm saved by grace. I'm fighting for the truth because I know it's not just going to cause the death of millions of Americans, people worldwide, and billions maybe, but it's going to cause the spiritual death of most of humanity. And we have to stop being dissuaded by lies. For example, if Trump thinks that his current policies are going to denuke and demissile North Korea and Iran, he's delusional. It's not,
yep.
Unless you have a carrot to give them food and retraining so you can take these military people and turn them into techs. If you don't have a system that turns them into human North Koreans, like the wonderful Christian South Koreans, which are the same genetic people, and are cousins, you're never going to fix this problem. And it's to China's benefit to have this North Korean knife stuck in our ribs.
Yep.
And China, remember, is being run as a proxy by the globalist high-level Masons. China wouldn't exist with high-level Masons exporting our business to China. It's a game. Barack Obama loved that idea when business left America. You're never going to build it again because they're going to build it overseas. He was right there while they're dismantling America because that's the game. Dismantle America, make it a post-colonial nation, destroy its ability to prevent the New World Order from taking over every country. And now we've got a 2020 idea, and America has a two in every state. Every country on Earth is literally tagging and tracking every human being on Earth. They're getting ready for the full force mark of the beast. And people don't get it. They don't get it. And Trump doesn't get it either. That's why you and me and other experts like Jada need to be a Samuel Council to talk to this guy. Because a lot of people think Trump is a genius. He's smarter than most and he's tougher than most. But he's not a spiritual or geopolitical genius. He's not. Okay? As much as he's better than almost any president we've had, and most of them are devils, and he's doing the right thing and he's trying to be a patriot, you got to remember, he's a high-level Royal Irish Scottish Rite Mason. He's the right side of the dialectic. And he's not got the best intentions or godly in his mind for Americans or the world. He doesn't. Because he can't. You can't serve two masters, can you?
No. And so, the problem is, Dr. Deagle...
No, I vote for him, and I'll vote for a lot of his policies. But I want to talk to the man. He needs to have a come-to-Jesus talk with Deagle and my expert people like yourself. He needs to have 20 minutes a week where we get to have the guy on phone and say, you know, this is how you fix health care. This is how you fix the border. This is how you fix all these other things. They need a Bracero 2 work program for people that are starving to death. You need to stop the drug cartels working where there are intel agencies like SAD that are destroying the economies of Honduras and El Salvador. Why the hell do you think it's going on? And when Putin is threatening to put long-range missile systems in Punta Huerte, or he's going to hit us with Southern Hemisphere hypersonic cruise missiles, he's already violated a long time ago the 1987 Strategic Armament Limitation Agreement. Putin is freaked out right now because he realizes Trump's not a pushover. But guess what, Trump? You need a lot more than that. I would be a lot more Trumpian than Trump himself because I would give him advice as to what they'll do to put the stop to the oligarchs in Russia, including Putin, seize the damn bank accounts, and the same with the PLA and these four banks supporting Kim, and make sure that Kim realizes if you want to turn North Korea and Pyongyang into Disneyland, you got to play our game, and it's a godly game where your people don't have parasites a foot long in your gut. You got good food. You got training. You got tech training. And we're going to monitor everything, including the missiles and every sites. And we're not going to let you ship your nuclear materials to Venezuela because this guy Maduro is a maniac. He's worse than Fidel Castro, this guy Maduro. And if we don't watch it, we're going to have nuclear missiles coming to our cities within 10 to 12 minutes. We'll take over major capital cities in the United States because we just don't think it could happen. We're idiots, aren't we? And you were not an idiot when you blew the whistle on the Cuban Missile Crisis. But Trump goes much farther than anybody in the past, but he doesn't go as far as Deagle. I have skill sets and knowledge, and you know that. You respect me, and I respect you. We collectively, all of us, I call the Samuel Council, know a hell of a lot more than Trump will ever know. And if he doesn't listen to us, he's going to make missteps that are going to kill most of America, and the whole world is going to die.
Yes.
So,
and we're about
so
to
much
have a Cuban missile crisis on our hands. Exactly.
Very shortly. And by the way, this midterm election, if Americans are idiot enough to vote for Democrats, God help us all, man, because it's going to get ugly. We'll be maxing water to death.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
What's up, John? We Americans and we Christians need to live every day for God, and if we do, we'll tell the truth. That Donald Trump is doing a lot of good things, but he's not up to the mark I want him to be. For example, when he says, I'm going to send down the troops and put concertina wire, that's not the right solution. It has awful-looking optics, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What I would do, number one, is I'd have a Bracero 2 program, and I'd institute it as an executive order. I'd send down teams of people to meet these people and vet them, and if they can't be vetted, pack them in a bus with the military guard and bring them back to their own home country to be put in prison. Okay, not just to let them go and wander around the farms and come back to our border. Okay? Secondly, they need to build a wall with the Army Corps engineers now. Stop waiting for the freaking Congress and people with dirt and turncoats with Boren, his father-in-law, is a deep Democrat globalist maniac. That's why Paul Ryan's stabbing Donald Trump in the back as he leaves office as a speaker. You need to build a wall now. And the wall has to be multi-layer. It could be a physical layer. It could be a cyber layer. Some areas... it's mountainous. You can't put a physical wall up. But you need to have some places you can't put a wall at all. You've got the places where the cattle cross the Rio Grande River. You need to have a cyber wall. You need to have enough people there and cyber things and drones and whatever to be able to protect it. And then people don't realize most of the people that come to this country, if they're not crossing the wall, they're coming in through a seaport or an airport.
Yeah.
You need to be able to vet these people. And if they overstay their visas, damn it, go grab their ass with ICE. And you put them into jail until you get them exported out of the country, or they can justify why they're here for studies or whatever. And we also have to not tolerate the Chinese, where they've got these, on a lot of our universities now, they've got these mind control things, which is, Chairman Mao schools and all the schools trying to manipulate, or they're trying to even control the movies made in Hollywood. People don't realize the globalists want this kind of thing. They want the infiltration of communism into America. And the social communists like Ocasio-Cortez and these other people like Beto O'Rourke, these people are nuts. They don't want to have good health care for people.
No.
They want you to die thinking you've got health care. Okay? You can have what I call hangnail medicine at the speed of light. I saw it in socialized Canada. And because my parents were both in Canada, I saw them. My father, he had a heart attack. They did repair a hole in his heart. And then decided, well, we're not going to do any cardiac assist pump or other things, because remember, I'm an intensive care doctor as well as a surgeon, every kind of surgery you can imagine except open heart and brain. They didn't contact me, they contacted my non-medical brother, to say, yeah, okay, you can go ahead and just give Dad the lethal injection. Did the same thing with my mom. She had a stroke. So instead of helping her and breaking up the clot and giving her hyperbaric oxygen therapy, which would help her, even a guy that I'm consulting now is getting hyperbarics in Iran. No. They didn't contact Dr. Deagle to find an alternative. No, they gave her a lethal injection. So guess what? If you get socialized medicine, you're going to die, sucker. And if you think that, oh, I'm afraid about the big cost, don't worry about the cost. They can incinerate you and put you in a little urn on the mantle, but you won't have to worry about big costs because you'll be dead. If you think that the social communists like Beto O'Rourke and Kristen Sinema, this smiling, murky ass that wants to be the senator in Arizona, these people are evil. Now, we have some good-intentioned Republicans and some really bad-intentioned Republicans like Paul Ryan, who's a turncoat rhino. But what we have to understand, we need to serve God first. We need to be Christians first. We need to realize that our rights don't come from our government. They come from the Creator God. We need to realize that the truth counts. And that's what you sought. And luckily, you were smart enough not to open up your yap, because the intel agency would have killed your carcass so fast back in the 60s for telling the truth about what you found. And we found more stuff. I mean, you were the identifier that the Russians and this son of a bitch Putin, I call him Rasputin, was giving Rosatom rockets from the facility just outside Moscow to the North Koreans. And the smiling, murky maniac 3 months ago announced he can strike America with long-range hypersonic cruise missiles below radar. From the south, the southern hemisphere. Shoot them off from some other remote place and then fire through the southern hemisphere. We don't even have an early warning system. I worked taking care of employees at the U.S. Missile Defense Command. And let me tell you, I got a photographic memory and a science background in every area of science. From metallurgy to chemistry to astrophysics to quantum mechanics to nuclear technology. I was a member of the ACOM nuclear division. Dr. Deagle is not a normal species. You know that, right?
That's for sure.
And I'm the devil's worst enemy. That's why he wanted to recruit me. Son of a bitch. Now, you have to understand what's going on here. This is the end of the game. We're at the end times. This is not decades away, the end of this final segment here. We're months and years away from catastrophe. In fact, Paul Craig Roberts, and a German expert from the German parliament, the Bundestag, announced that if Trump is either assassinated or impeached, which is one of the son of a bitch people like Al Green want to do, that's what we have, Keisha Rogers, if they impeach or assassinate him, they predict very accurately, this is how bad it is, that next year we'll have a nuclear war and America will cease to exist. Did you know that? Paul Craig Roberts, people know his name. That's his statement, not mine. That's not a Deagle statement.
Well, I don't know about their analysis.
Well, we had Harley Schlanger on, who was at a meeting where these actual people made the quote in the live meeting that's recorded in Europe, in Germany, in Berlin.
Yes.
People need to understand, they're going to hear stuff on my show, damn it. Not like any other show on this or any other network that's deeper, farther, wider, and it's going to give them the whole global galactic scale of evil that's going on. And it's not just evil people. It's transdimensional and extraplanetary and galactic and transdimensional evil that's so far beyond the conception of the average mortal, mundane human mind that believes, like Pollyanna, that if I put enough crumbs, I can get back to Grandma's house. No, you're not. The wolf loves crumbs. You're not going to get back to Grandma's house. How's that?
That's true. But as I was about to say, Dr. Deagle, I sent out an email today to the president warning him that in all probability, within a very short period of time, probably this year, the Vladimir Putin, the Kremlin, are planning again to use Cuba and or Nicaragua as their launch site locations for another thermonuclear war with their...
Exactly. They know they can't keep up with the arms race with America. And so, therefore, they know that Trump is aware of the brilliant pebble system, which I've sent him technology how to build the laser-netted infantry system. And that scares the crap out of the Russians. It doesn't scare them that we have more missiles, but we have missile defense. Because if they think Trump will put the space force in place and missile defense in place, the Russians are basically castrated. And so they want to attack us early. So, in other words, it moves the timetable up. The Russians and even the Chinese figure if we're going to fight a war with America, we damn well better do it now, because once America has impermeable space weapons defense, these nations are toast, aren't they?
Yes.
And they can't keep up. They're not going to keep up with our budget or our scientists. And I know, because Brilliant Pebbles was talked with an engineer with a four-star general who I interviewed July 10th, 1994, and I have a photographic memory, 10:10 a.m., July 10th. That's Dr. Deagle, okay? I'm not a normal species, damn it. And he told me, that they have a grazer weapon in space that can scan a city like Beijing and kill everyone in it without peeling the paint from the walls or welding a flower on the windowsill. The Chinese and Russians have no freaking idea what's going to happen to them if they pull something off. And if Trump weaponizes missile defense so we can't be hit by a missile, these nations are in a freak-out pattern. They know they have a narrow time window to attack us. So they want to put it in Punta Huerte or some other nation like Nicaragua. As the economy is collapsing, they're going to use this collapsing economy, like Cuba, to be a southern attack modus against America. And they want to attack, firstly, our military bases and our capital buildings, like Washington, D.C. And then they're going to call up the president if he's in his bunker and say, surrender now or else. That's what they want to do, isn't it?
Yes, and that's what they intend to do.
Yes. And this is no joke, people. You think we're decades off and this couldn't happen? The fact that Trump is there is scaring the crap out of the globalists and these maniacs in Russia, these desk-pounding, vodka-drinking Russians behind Putin, who's a nut and is a narcissistic maniac, even though he drinks doesn't drink vodka, and Mr. Xi, who wants to be emperor of China. We're in deep trouble, and people don't get it, do they?
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Part 10, and you do send these to the president, but I think you're not getting many responses back. I mean, it's really sad to me, because this will save not only Donald Trump's presidency, but his carcass. And I'll give you an example. It's not, I don't agree with the optics of him putting concertina wire and putting the troops on the border. The troops should actually be going south of the border into Mexico, along with people to vet the people, and if they can't be vetted, they need to be packed in a prison truck and hauled back to their home country and put in prison. The ones that can be brought up here need to be on a Bracero 2 work program, not given citizenship or anything, with a tracker anklet, and you hold back half of their salary, and if they get off campus, you grab their carcass and put them in jail. That simple, okay? So if you can't vet them, they go to prison back in their home country. And don't let them get to the border, because I don't want to see women and children extricating from concertina wire. Have you ever seen anybody caught in concertina wire? Ugly.
It's very grotesque.
I mean, I'm a trauma surgeon, okay? You don't want to see somebody extracting, you have to do hundreds of sutures, and somebody maybe have their limb ripped off or something, or their face. Not funny. And these are women and children, okay? I mean, you know, they're low IQ, uneducated, desperate, and basically they want money and work because their home country is collapsing, mainly because the drug trade run by our Special Activities Division of the CIA and their local corrupt politicians and cartels are collaborating with our government to the tune of $2 trillion per year to fund illegal projects, including dumps, deep underground military bases, off-world space projects, weird genetic engineering, God knows what, that's not under the surveillance of either the President, Congress, or the Senate. Now people, Dr. Deagle, don't you think President Trump knows this? I can't assume that. In fact, from his behavior, I assume he doesn't know too much, because these superstorms striking America, we have technology, and I know torsion fields space-based beyond harp technology to stop these storms from hitting. So obviously, I don't assume he's evil. I think he's just uninformed. And he's got bad people around him. So I'm going to read this letter. The first one is letter to the president. You must read this email letter at once because it is rather urgent. So crucial, it may become the most significant letter you will have read through the entire year, if not during your entire presidency. So before getting into Central America, allow me to say, the Kremlin inside Moscow may now be planning to repeat the deployment of intermediate-range ballistic missiles with thermonuclear warheads to Cuba and or to Nicaragua, or as early as late as this year, and of course also Venezuela. But unlike the Cuban Missile Crisis during 1982, or you meant 1962, you mean, 1962, or the second Soviet Missile Crisis in Nicaragua in 1982.
Correct.
Yeah, that was the second one. It was 1982, 20 years later. Nearly two decades later, such missiles and nuclear weaponry can be deployed with far more rapidly by giant airport transports like the Anatov or by clandestine submarines. Venezuela may provide a logistical support for the clandestine bases along the Orinoco River, which I basically was shown supernaturally and have intel agency confirmation, so I'm a whistleblower on the Venezuelan repeat like Cuban Missile Crisis, and that's a hell of a lot bigger than Cuban Missile Crisis, by the way. There's Russian and Chinese nuclear submarines with material and divisions on the actual land mass of Venezuela right now. Venezuela may provide logistical support from clandestine bases from the Orinoco River, but when it comes to launching intermediate-range missiles with supernuclear warheads, accuracy is achieved within a much closer distance during the Coriolis effect that causes any type of trajectory to veer away from its intended target, which means when you come from the south, you don't have the Coriolis effect causing it to veer off, right? So in other words, a missile coming from the south is going to target Washington, D.C. or a major capital like New York City right away, very accurately. The strategy behind any first strike launch is the element of surprise with a very high degree of accuracy. So this is why Cuba and Nicaragua, again, will probably play a very key role as strategic locations for launch sites rather than Venezuela. Venezuela is a part of it, but you're right, they want closer ones. As for the caravan from Central America, what is now making its way northward, the highways of Mexico, we must consider other elements that may soon enter the scene so near the border at the United States, such as clandestine guerrilla fighters or terrorists at several locations, as well as snipers and soldiers who are trained to deploy mortars or other heavy weaponry types. So reconnaissance, intelligence gathering, surveillance, and vigilance are essential at this time. Well, what I think is we shouldn't wait till they get to the border. We should go down and meet them. And we should vet them with military force. And if they are not vetted, they go off in prison vehicles to their prisons of their home country. Period. And put an end to this damn thing. In other words, chop it up. Don't let them get near the border. Don't let children get caught in constantine wire. And if women, for example, want to work here, put an anklet on them and track them and keep them with their kids when they go up to, say, pick fruit or do whatever, because they want money. They're starving to death, okay? And if we act like humans, we don't the damn Democrats will look at the opposite. You separate women and children. Well, if someone commits a crime, do you send the parent and the child to prison, say, for a crime in America? Of course not. But crossing the border illegally and coming into this country is a crime, okay? So we have a humane way of solving it, and we don't have to wait for legislation from the government. Trump could deal with this right away by sending the troops down to do what I say. The next letter is a letter. The former Russian GRU military officer who went by the fictitious name Colonel Lunev, who claimed that if Cuba Missile Crisis had been successful for the Soviets, they would be scavengers sent into the ruins of the United States to kill any American survivors. Now it is possible, based upon any independent intelligence analysis, there will soon be another attempt by the Kremlin and Russia to kill Americans. By the way, the reason is that Trump is going to have missile defense up. I'm working hard with him to transfer technology. I came up with this thing, which is based on the brilliant pebbles, called laser net interferometry, and it'll stop any missile, no matter how fast it is, from coming into near space over America or colony or people like Guam, okay, and Hawaii. People need to know that. And once Trump has missile defense, the Russians are dead in the water because they can't keep up with the space war with America. They can't. Neither can the Chinese. The Chinese have been given some technology, and they're trying to see if they can have local, you know, intermediate-range nuclear missiles. If the Chinese get into a shooting war with us, it won't be us taking them out. The Japanese are so armed to the teeth with nukes, every square inch of China will disappear in 8 to 12 minutes. Do you know that? 8 to 12 minutes. The Japanese are freaked out by the Chinese. They know how crazy they are, and they've had ancient hatred of each other. It's not going to last long, is it?
No.
No.
The American people are not aware as to how rapid the technology has developed.
I do. I know all of it. I don't know some of the people say, Dr. Deagle, you can't know that. Are you a superhuman? Yeah, I am. People say, what do you mean? I said, God gave me skill sets in the natural, and he gave me supernatural skill sets to match it. It tells me that, and I'm not long for this world. There's a day, my day of reckoning to come back to Jesus is coming. But I'm going to tell the truth to the last day God sends me home. And I'm going to tell you people, if you don't listen to what I'm saying, and that includes this president, we're going to see a lot of people not only die, we're going to see a lot of them separated from the Creator for eternity. So I'm going to read the next sentence. Now it's possible, based on my independent intelligence analysis, that there will soon be another attempt by the Kremlin and Russia to kill America with intermediate-range nuclear missiles. When you kill a nation's people, you destroy that country. So please read my letter to the president on this very serious matter. As for today's election in California, I shall vote for John H. Cox, which I did, by the way, as governor, because if this guy Newsom gets in, we're in so much trouble. This is like voting for the minion of Satan himself if you got Newsom. By the way, I'll read on. To do the neglect by the lieutenant governor related to the Oroville Dam, that's this other idiot, Newsom, which was part of the duty and responsibility to maintain. It is time for some dirt to be revealed. Orinoco Dam is an earthen-filled dam that requires constant maintenance or else it may collapse. And by the way, it could kill up to 250,000 people in their homes. And water will flood Sacramento Valley, which almost happened during that watch. As a result, expect more rationing of water due to amounts of water that was lost by Lake Oroville. I shall be voting for Ed Hernandez as Lieutenant Governor, Mark P. Muser for Secretary of State, Constantinos Roditis for Controller, Greg Conlon for Treasurer, Stephen H. C. Bailey for Attorney General, and Steve Posner for Insurance Commissioner. Please vote only after you study your own ballot. In other words, study it and make sure that you don't pick out knuckleheads and evil people, because believe me, there's lots of them here. America is both the nastiest and the best nation on earth. And if we make the wrong decisions today and America doesn't vote for GOP, and we're talking about GOP, they're non-globalist GOP, because there's a lot of bad GOP, we're going to be in deep trouble. And it's not just going to be, oh, bad economy, like, oh, the economy will stall now. No. It's, we won't have missile defense. We won't have control of our borders. We need to send the troops not down to the border, beyond the border in Mexico to intercede these people before they even get near us. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Vet them to work up here. Let them come to work. Bring them in air-conditioned buses, a bottle of water and meals. Let their kids play and get educated. Send them back to their home country with the other half of their salary so they don't get citizenship, damn it. They want to work. They want to get money. Let them work.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
I'd like people to understand, we have such corrupt politicians like Beto O'Rourke. He took out of the $100 million he got from Massachusetts and California and actually sent money to fund for bottled water, food, and other supplies to the caravan coming up that's supposed to arrive, quote, on election day. Damn it, you know, these are not Americans. These are devils, okay? Beto O'Rourke shouldn't be running for election. He should be running for prison. How's that?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, same with this guy. Why is Hillary Rodham Clinton going around still, you know, lamenting the fact she's not president? She is a member of a large covenant of Los Angeles. She needs to spend the rest of her days in a prison in orange jumpsuit. And I'll help the lady because she's got terminal Parkinson's disease, and she's going to die of aspiration pneumonia. You always see these coughing spells. It's a clinical sign of the final stages of Parkinson's. She's going to die soon. And the woman is indwelt. And I pray for, by the way, I pray for evil people. Most people don't pray for the evil. I do, because I have been evil. And I pray for Hillary Clinton because she's indwelt by a transdimensional entity. She was cursed by her parents at an Eyes Wide Shut ceremony when she was a little 8-year-old girl. People don't know this. They say, well, this can't happen. Yeah, it can, actually. Generational curses and demonic possession is the rule, not the exception. People think, oh, that's just an exception. It doesn't happen today. That happened to the Gadarene demoniac when Jesus crossed the Sea of Galilee to cast out the demons to the pigs. No, people. If anything, it's even worse today than it was at the time of Jesus. That's how bad it is, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
People don't want to see it. They want to say, well, they're just evil or gross people. No, they're not. We have confused people, ignorant people, stupid people, but we got demonically possessed people. I call people clay and iron. That's why my ministry is called Clay and Iron Ministries. And I didn't even understand the name God gave me for years until he finally explained to me years after he gave me the name of why this is so important. Because our battle, like it says in Ephesians, is not flesh and blood. It's a battle against spiritual darkness. So when I hear Democrats doing things that are rhino Republicans, or people in other countries doing crazy things, or passing a rule by the courts in Europe that you can't criticize Islam or Muhammad, oh my God, it's an OMG moment. You know what? If I criticize anybody, and again, I'm not going to criticize people of different sexual orientation, but I'm going to say it's ungodly, okay? But the fact is, when I see somebody saying that you can't tell the truth about, let's say, sexual addiction, whether it's homosexual or non-homosexual, or you talk about pseudo-religions like Islam and the things that they talk about in the Quran or the Hadith and quote the actual documents with people like Bill Warner, and then you can go to jail for it in Canada. If I had a show and I did it in Winnipeg or some other city in Canada, and I had, and I was doing a show in Nova Scotia across Canada for CTV radio, guess what? They took my show down and the co-host and said, yeah, you can't do another show with Deagle or we're going to put you in jail. They told the other co-hosts. This is in Halifax, Nova Scotia, back when I was back there from 2004 to 2008 when I came back here. People don't know that. I didn't tell that story before, but do you know that? They threatened him. And they threatened the network that if you put Deagle on and he says what he says, and I threatened the RCMP and the other people while I was on air, I said, you know, you son of a bitches do this. I'm a U.S. and American citizen as well, and I'll squeal like a pig and I'm going to get you guys. You think you're going to just waltz into the studio here and get me? Try it. They realize Deagle's not Mr. Pushover, did I?
That's for sure.
But they shut down my damn show in Halifax, Nova Scotia, even before I started doing a show on Genesis. And when I was doing a show on Genesis, I was still doing a show in Halifax across the country, telling Canadians the truth, so I have tons of Canadians that listen. And I can't say these things in Canada, because if I did, I'd go to the big house, to jail. For even raising issues against, you know, a pro-abortion or, you know, against sexual immorality of either side, or against Islam. If you criticize one of these minority groups, you're going to jail in Canada. It's a disgusting country now. Disgusting. The same way as Britain. Look at the statement under this new mayor of this Pakistani mayor called Londonistan. Look at the signs everywhere. It's obscene. The average Londoner is afraid. I mean, look at this young fellow that got put in court because he criticized Islam and they actually were running pedophilia rings. Because in Islam, in some versions of Islam, pedophilia is part of their religious belief system, say in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Do you know that? Did you know that pedophilia is okay if it's pre-pubertal boys to have sex with them or force them to have sex? And they were chaining them to beds in Afghanistan and told our troops, when you go to Afghanistan, don't go after these generals because they have little boys chained to the bed. That's their sexual play toy. Did you know that, John? And they sort of threatened... And they threatened their military and told them that you raise an issue and you're going to be in trouble because we've got to deal with these guys. Just like we're making a deal with Mattis and these Taliban who are doing the drug trade for us and forcing the farmers to graze low, dry land farming opium, which is flooding the market to killing 70,000 Americans. Trump's putting money into stopping opium abuse. Well, how stop the freaking opium from coming in from the Taliban and deals we make with these guys so they can do not only dry land farming, but also illegal mining of strategic minerals like lithium, which we're doing with the Taliban. Did you know that?
Yes, unfortunately.
Yeah, disgusting, isn't it? And people say, how do you know all this stuff, Deagle? I know from three levels. I read. I have access to classified information. And God, like the ancient prophets, gives me supernatural access to information. And I have a photographic memory, damn it. And I'm going to tell you straight up that our country, even under Donald Trump, is doing very good things. And under his watch, very freaking evil things are happening.
Yes.
And he needs to get a reality check because he may be thinking he's just got opposition from people on MSNBC and Don Lemon and other idiots. No. And, he's got a lot worse than that. He's got a demonic horde trying to steer him this way and that way. And he thinks he's in control. Yeah, since Presidential Directive 51 by George Bush Jr., who was actually, whose brother Marvin was running the security for the World Trade Center when 9/11 happened, This son of a bitch, George Bush, was swearing an oath back with John Kerry, half-naked, masturbating in a coffin, swearing a god, an oath that the goddess knew the destruction of his soul would give him power in this life. And Skull and Bones 322. Do you know that, people? That's one of your former presidents and the former vice president of the United States. Do they know that?
Oh, God.
I don't think so. I want to give a closing comment to you, John. We've got 2 minutes left here. I want you to say, this election is good, but I want it to be a learning experience for Donald Trump with old good people like you and me behind him, like a Samuel Council. He's going to screw up. He's going to be like Herod Agrippa. He's going to curry to Talmudic Satanistic Jews, which are not of the, they're of the synagogue of Satan. Okay, he's going to curry to globalist controllers like John Lightning Bolt, I call. He's going to let people like the former representative of the United Nations, Nikki Haley, who's a monster, who had no compassion for the North Koreans. He's going to curry to a menu of people who are going to give him bad options, and he's going to do stupid ones, like this idea of sending the troops to the border. That's not going to fix it. What are you going to do when three caravans arrive, 7,000, 3,000, 5,000, and these aren't going to stop? You think they're going to stop? You're kidding. What are you going to do? You're going to put them in tent cities on the edge of the border? If they get caught in a Constantine, what are you going to do? Take them to the trauma unit so they've sold them back up? You got to vet them before they even get here, right?
Yes.
My feeling is move the damn troops to 500,000 miles down and grab these people before they get here. Corral them, surround them in the military, vet them in a camp. The ones that can be vetted, send them in a work camp with a tracker anklet. The ones that can't be vetted, send them back in a prison vehicle to their home country, period. Stop this BS. And tell Mexico and Central America we're not going to take any more crap from you, including the drug cartels. We should come in and destroy the drug cartels' home quarters. We know where their GPS coordinates are. Why do they exist? Because we allow them to exist. We get trillions of dollars of money for illegal drug trade because we're working with them.
Yes.
We use space-based weapons and drones and aircraft. We could come in and smash the crap out of all these drug cartels, including some of the richest people on earth that are selling drugs to our people and killing our young and middle-aged and elderly people with drug addictions. But Trump could stop it tomorrow. And he doesn't need Congress, by the way, to do all this stuff. You can just do it as a national security thing, right?
Yes. But, Dr. Deagle, there's another aspect that has been brought to my attention rather recently, and that is you have these very highly organized gangs that are very ruthless, like MS-13 and Barrio 18, that were actually established here in Los Angeles in the Pico Union District of California. And as a result, these people that we couldn't cope with our liberal laws, we humanely deported instead of incarcerating them, and they went back to El Salvador, and they have now just practically taken over the entire...
A lot of them are ex-military. A lot of them are armed by us.
Yes.
And receive support because we support our cartels. Look at Fast Furious. Guns with no serial numbers, that came from our intel agents, FBI and CIA. Fast and Furious, the guy that talked about Fast and Furious, when they go low, we kick him. You know, these people need to have permanent jail sentences and or worse. And we need to realize we've created the problem. We've created the festering disaster. And Trump's optics leading with the thing with the caravans is not good. Not good. It's not just going to go away either. You know, yeah, he wants to deal with immigration. I agree. Get rid of first right immigration and chain migration. But the optics of this is not good. Yeah, you need to build a wall, all right, buddy, but concertina wire and people arriving in your doorstep with women on the front, 10 or 20%, bad idea.
And unfortunately...
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. and listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.